Hello, hello. Welcome to Uncut Geminis. This is Courtney.
This is Rachel.
We are so excited today. We have an amazing guest, Emmy-nominated actor. We have Shannon Purser in the building. You know her from Stranger Things, Riverdale, Sierra Burgess is a Loser, and most recently, The First Lady. Please welcome into your ears, Miss Shannon Purser.
Woo!
Hello! Woo-hoo. Hi! Thank you for having me.
How are you? Oh, and I forgot to mention in my intro, Cancer. Welcome to Cancer season.
Thank you. How was your
birthday?
My birthday was great, actually. It was very chill. I usually don't do anything because I get really stressed about whether or not it's going to be like the best birthday ever. And then I'm alone. And so it's not. But this year I actually did something and it was great. It was really
fun. What did you do?
It was very chill. We went to this it's kind of old Hollywood vintage restaurant called The Smokehouse. It's in Burbank.
I have not been.
Okay.
It's cool. It's been around since the 40s. It's very, old Hollywood vibes. And we just got dinner. And
did you dress up?
A little, yeah. And then we all got really drunk and played cards and it was great.
Oh my God, that sounds like a dream day.
Nice.
I love that.
That makes me, I feel like I'm seeing so many people on their vacations and their late night dinners with a deck of cards. And I'm like, oh, I love this European Nana vibe.
It is kind of a cool thing to do. I know, I learned how to play poker. It was a great night.
Wait, you were saying that you just moved to Los Angeles.
Well, I just moved to the Valley. I've been in LA for, 4 years now.
Okay.
But I was in the Hollywood area and I realized I just wanted to be around all the elderly. And there are two nursing homes on my street and it's great.
Courtney and I live in the same building in Silver Lake, which is so fucking weird. And there's a bunch of rehab centers on our block. So
nice.
You got them all. You got them all over here.
You know, it's... Yeah, I have nothing to follow. I have nothing to add to that.
Yes. But you're from Atlanta, right?
Yes, yeah.
Is the weather so much... Because in Atlanta right now, it must be boiling hot. It must be just compared to Los Angeles. I'm sure... I don't know. Is the Valley hot? What's going on over there?
I can check my app right now. Let's see what the weather is. I was just there a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so it's actually kind of about the same.
Right.
It's maybe a little bit hotter. It's high 80s, but it's so humid there. That's what really makes it awful is it's just sweaty.
I just read something about how they're trying to tear down the forest around Atlanta.
Yeah, that is true.
Have you seen shit about this?
Wait, what is that?
Yes.
Why?
There's a huge forest around Atlanta, which you may recognize from the show Atlanta. They get lost in it in an episode. And now they're they have these deforestation efforts happening and people are trying to fight back because there's nothing better for the environment and fighting climate change than trees. Fun fact.
Yeah. I know people who are protesting, vibing in the woods, trying to stop. I hope that it works.
I love that. It feels like a return to
vibing
70s,
in the
chaining yourself to a tree.
Yes, right. I love that.
Wait, what is the reason that they're trying, what evil thing are they saying to tear it down? What is the reason?
I think it's development.
Yeah,
I think they want to build shopping centers and stuff.
Oh man, wow.
Anyways, that's my report on your hometown.
Well, everybody keep vibing in the woods, please, to make this stop happening. Yeah. So something we do to start our episodes and to kind of just chat with each other is who are you this week? And I'll go and we can all sort of what the fuck is going on with ourselves? Because as Geminis, Courtney and I feel that we are different people every single week. And we get that response a lot of wait, I thought you were into this thing. And I'm now I'm into this thing. Oh, I also do this. So, okay. For my who am I this week? I have somebody I am and somebody I aspirationally want to be. So, okay. I really wish, and I wish I could come to you all and say that I am Dolly Parton 9 to 5. I dream of having a schedule and having a boss to say, get me this report today. Do, do, do. So that's I'm kind of longing for that, but I'm definitely just giving off that 70s show vibes and lifestyle. Like,
wait, are you saying that because you got high
yes,
this weekend?
Yes.
For like the first time in
yes,
years?
Yes, Courtney, that is why I'm saying
I was like,
that.
What is the that 70s
no, vibe? I was just like, I was like, okay, that was my way of saying that I got really fucking high. And I don't okay. normally get high on weed. And on weed, don't
the
know
devil's
if you guys have heard of this. I know. So but I'm just like, what do I do with my days and my life? And now I'm like, now I float over here. Now I float over there. Now I get really high and I wish I had a schedule.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Rachel, I feel like you're my boss of my 9 to 5. You're the person who, like, you text me, like, hey, this is the time we're meeting. And I'm like, great. Rachel told me what time we're meeting. I got my 9 to 5.
I really appreciate that. I wish that every person in my life liked that.
Oh, I love it. I love being told what to do.
Courtney, who are you this week?
This week I am the House of Gucci. This week I'm a fashion designer. We're working on our merch. We've been, like, trying to get merch up for the podcast. So we had a lot of fun just like tinkering with our slogans and our typography and getting our samples. We did a little photo shoot this weekend. So we're trying to launch our merch and it's like, I don't know, just Rachel styled our shoot. I modeled. My God, I'm a model.
You're
you
a
know?
Model.
Like,
that's, you're Lady Gaga.
That's where I'm at this week. Yeah. A little less murder maybe than
Husky, or Jared Leto.
God, yeah, fuck him. But yeah. Shannon, who are you this week?
God, I think the vibe, I feel like, so I also have like an aspirational and then like a current.
Good.
I think aspirational, I would like to be Kathy Bates in Titanic, just rich, confident, fat, great clothes. That's the dream.
Yeah,
absolutely. Luxe, luxurious.
Yeah, like, you know that she is, like, cool, like, she gets it, but she's also living the high life, and that would be great. But I will say, I think currently mine is, like, more Kathy Bates, like, circa Misery, because I am just in a weird kind of, like, obsessive mood, and that's fine. I'm just powering through it.
Well, hey, that kind of is a good segue to what we were, well, so one thing we were going to talk about. What are you obsessing over lately, you know? What's your cultural intake of late?
Oh my God.
And it doesn't, if your obsessions, like, what are you obsessing out at all? Like, what does she obsess over in Misery? What happens there? I love that you're both Kathy Bates. No, please inform
me. Yeah, Kathy Bates is the love of my life.
Oh my God.
She's all that I want to be in this world. And yeah, Misery, it's her, like, being obsessed with this author who she, like, tracks down and, like, traps in her house.
So that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Can you, 1 second. Do you need anything? Yeah.
Wait a minute. The writer is, I think he died this week.
James Caan.
Oh,
he did. He
James Caan. He plays also the, like, scary dad in Elf.
Yeah. I loved him.
Yeah. And he's in, like, the Godfather movies, but he's the one that Kathy Bates, like, traps in her snow lodge and is, like, trying to get to finish his final book.
Yeah, she, like, breaks his ankles and shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she, like, fucks with him.
I hope you it's get like to work obsession. With Kathy Bates. That's amazing. I love that you were both versions of her. That really what is her sign, do we know?
Oh fuck,
might have to be a fact check end of ep. Or should we Google it now?
I think I might Google it.
Oh, she's good. Yeah, she's like, I want to know. Ah, Shannon, I love how into astrology. Oh, I'm so excited.
She's a Cancer.
I need to know. Is she?
She's a Cancer. We're tying it all together.
This is meant to be.
I love
She's
that.
Born the day after me.
Oh my God. This is so meant to be.
That's perfect.
Wow.
Now I feel like you need to, like, play, like, the younger
Yes.
I know. Literally, this is something that I've thought about forever. I really want to do, like, a Misery prequel.
Yes, let's make this happen. Oh my
That's
goodness.
The dream.
Okay, wait, so what are you obsessing over? What's your Kathy Bates energy? Who's trapped in your closet?
Who is trapped in my closet? That's a great question. Who is it right now? I kind of, like, go through phases.
I'm trying to think of what I've been obsessed over. I know, it's like a just throwing out there sort of thing.
I know, I'm trying to, like, let me look at my screenshots
yeah,
because
yeah.
I know who I'm thinking about when I, like, screenshot, like, TikToks of them. Like, whose thirst traps am I?
I will say this morning I was obsessing over Nicholas Braun via
I love him.
Right. Via the Emmy nominations drop and that he got nominated. And somebody messaged me, a mutual friend of mine, and she goes, oh, I'm obsessed with Nicholas Braun. I see him everywhere. She works at Skylight Books. And she's like, he's always at Skylight Books. And I saw him on Friday at this restaurant just reading a book to himself alone on a Friday night. And
Like,
I'm obsessed with this man.
I'm sorry. Is that a male thirst trap?
Yes.
Like, is that like?
Yes.
I feel like that's like kind of slutty of him to go
reading
like
a
post
book
up
in public.
To go like post up by himself, knowing he's a public figure in public, and just like read a book. I'm like, Nicholas Braun.
Wait, and then I asked. I said, "What book is it?" And she said, she was like, "It looked like a small vintage classic looking book." I'm pretending he was reading Shakespeare, and I was like, "It was 1,000% Shakespeare."
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's my thirst trap.
Well, if we're talking about like Succession, so I, for some reason, my sisters were really obsessed with Succession, and I was like being annoying, and I was like, I'm not gonna watch it. Like, I was late to the train, and so I was like, you know what, whatever, just out of spite, I won't watch it. And then I like totally caved and watched the whole thing in like a week.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Kieran Culkin.
Ooh, it's so good. Angel.
I mean, crazy, but I love
it. So, Emmy's nominations came out this morning. We got Nicholas Braun, Kieran Culkin, and Matthew McFadyen all in the same category for Best Supporting Actor.
Ugh.
Kieran Culkin gets me with his black painted nails and like tons of bracelets. And he's like just had, he had a baby recently, or like, I don't know, in the past couple years. That's a recent baby. Come on. And he's like obsessed with his wife and baby and like looks so punk rock. And I'm like, I just want to have you over every day.
What a cool guy. I'm just a big fan. And I think he's great on that show.
So good.
He's so funny.
So good.
Ugh. I once saw him do a play when I lived in New York. I saw him, Michael Cera, and Tavi Gevinson do This Is Our Youth. And I was like a Kieran Culkin fan from Scott Pilgrim. Mm.
Yeah.
He's the like, you know, snarky bestie in that. And I saw it and he was great. They were all great. And now I feel like I'm like, OG fan. I feel like I got my stock in Kieran Culkin early, you know?
Not from Home Alone.
Apparently not. Apparently,
well, that's his brother, right?
He's in it too.
Is he too?
He's one of the brothers.
He's just like a loose sibling.
The loose sibling.
he's just around.
You know,
I guess Macaulay is the loose sibling. He's the one who gets forgotten.
Gets left behind.
Infamous role, the loose sibling. Wait, okay, so why are we being so obsessive this week, Courtney? What is going on astrologically? We're going to start to lean into that side of it. Okay, Cancer season. Shannon just had a birthday. What's happening?
Okay, well, you know, we kind of talked about this in our last one, but we are currently wrapping up the second decanate of Cancer season, which is like the sub-ruler is Pluto, and Pluto's like so obsessive. So it's like, it's about like intensity and like just really getting into it, getting under the surface. I feel like I was really fucking insecure this last week. I don't know about you guys, but I was like very rattled this last week. And now it's July 12th as we're recording this, and we are entering for the final decanate of Cancer season. So from July 12th to July 22nd, if you were born in that time period, your sub-ruler is Neptune, and that is hopefully going to bring in some fun new vibes. Maybe a little less intense, maybe a little more dreamy, maybe a little more imaginative, a little more escapist.
Mm.
So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shannon, you were also like model vibes this week on your Instagram post. That is so beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
All your stuff is so ethereal. Like, how do those vibes happen? Like, do you help like create? You're like, I want to be an ethereal fairy princess because you look amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely the dream. I love horror. So anything kind of like spooky and unsettling is very fun to me. But I was also very much like a huge nerd growing up. I was very into fantasy, definitely went to many a Ren Fair in my day. Lord of the Rings, like 1000%. I was in it. So yeah, any opportunity to be some kind of like mystical fairy goddess, I'm like, sign me up.
Yeah, let's go. I feel like that's like a lot of your Instagram photos that are so beautiful. You look like this, like truly like fairy goddess queen. I don't even know how else to describe it besides that. And I'm like, wait, I love this amazing aesthetic.
It's just fun. I feel like it's so easy to get pigeonholed as an actor. And I think people have like a pretty set idea of how a person can look or like what they can play and what they're capable of. So Instagram is fun just because I feel like it's an opportunity to kind of like subvert that a little bit and like show different facets of myself. And I don't know, I think lately, especially over the course of the pandemic, I realized that like a lot of the stuff that I want to do, I'm going to have to do myself. So I've been doing a lot of things on the like creative side of things, which has actually been really good. It's been really fulfilling.
Yeah. Talk about like being a woman in Hollywood, like all the things I want to do, I have to do myself. You're right. It gives you such like your freedom of how you want to express yourself. Freedom of expression. Like, this is what I want to be. This is how the actor I want to be. So I'm going to show everybody that.
Yeah, for sure. I like surprising people. That's like, it's fun.
Courtney, I feel like you're like that on Instagram. Like, you're like, well, I'm going to do it myself. But it's sort of just like your thoughts that are caught. Like, we were asking you the other day, like how you had such funny memes and you're like, I don't know, I was just like in my bed thinking about it. And then everybody got it.
It's, you know, I think we talk about authenticity so much on this podcast. And I think it's just like, I am a firm believer that like, if you are just like 100% yourself and you're showing up and you're doing it, like the people who are into that will find you, you know? Mm. And I do think that involves though a lot of like learning to do it yourself. Like the more you add other people, it's like the more you add other perspectives and other, I don't know, other alterations to maybe what you were going for. So I don't know. I feel like with my account and my writing, I've had to learn a bunch of like super random skills, like just entirely around like fucking like formatting and like editing and shit. But I don't know what that looks like as an actor. So what does that look like when you guys are like building your toolkit of like, oh man, I really didn't think that like this was not what I signed up for when I was in my like high school acting class, but here I am.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing is like, if you're not working a lot, make your own stuff, you know? So I've been writing, I'm creating something with a friend that I can't really talk about yet, but I'm really excited about it. And yeah, just like, I don't know, exploring kind of all facets because I love acting, but I would love to like direct. I'd love to get behind the camera at some point. And just like having fun. It's been really great to have like a really cool group of friends who are all artists in different ways. And we can kind of like collaborate together if somebody wants me to sing with them or whatever. It's just, it's great to kind of mess around with all of it.
Wait, Shannon, I'm like, can we be friends? That's what Ezra and I do a lot too. We both like to make shorts and direct them. And we kind of all just like, okay, now you're acting, now you're producing. And it's really fun. And so I'm like, wait, that's like exactly my pandemic story is being like, no, I want to just do a bunch of creative shit because it's fun to do. So
yeah, let's absolutely. I'm around. Yeah, let me know.
That's I don't know. I think that's what we've all learned creatively. And I love that you were like, I like horror, so I want to put myself out there, which is like how like Stranger Things, of course, like I got to say that, like how it, that's so lucky that you're like, I like horror. Because like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little scared. I'm a little scaredy cat. So like, you guys scare me.
Fair. It's okay.
Do you get that a lot? People like, you're scary.
It is funny, like,
what?
I just love horror. Like, it's fun for me, but I do like, I do meet people who are like, yeah, I couldn't watch the show. It was too much for me. And I was like, really? Like, I don't know. Maybe I just have like a high tolerance for like fear.
No, I make myself watch. I make myself watch because I want to be a part of the culture so badly. So I'm like, wait, I have to know what's going on. I don't want to be left out, but I am a little scared. Have you always just been into horror like your whole life? Like, what is some of the horror that you've like Jordan Peele? Like, I also don't want to be left out of that. So I'm going to watch the new movie Nope with my hands over my eyes peeking through the entire time, you know?
Yeah. I don't really know like what really got me into it because I actually grew up super Christian. I was really religious. I was homeschooled like all through middle and high school. Whoa. So like horror was not really something that we were allowed to like watch or look at very often, but I found ways. Like I remember being in like third grade at my best friend's house and I think Scream was on TV.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I have never seen something like this before. And I remember her being like, can we please change the channel? Like, I don't want to watch this. And I was like, no, we are watching this.
Like buckle up, coward.
I think that's maybe like my earliest memory of horror. It's just like, there's something fun about it. I think it's like, it's fun to actively engage with things that scare you. I think it's kind of like a power thing. It makes you feel like you have some control.
I feel like everyone has that one movie that they watched at like a sleepover in middle school that is like their first really impactful horror movie that they were like, oh fuck, this is so... And it just like sticks with them. Maybe I'm just talking about my own experience watching Hostel 2 and like,
oh my God.
I wasn't ready.
No. Nobody's ready.
No one's ready. Starting off my horror experience with like Eli Roth movies.
Torture porn, yeah. Oh my
God. Total torture porn. Total torture porn. It's like it's not horror. It's just gore.
I remember the orphan one where the girl was like an old woman who was an orphan. What's that one called?
It's called The Orphan,
Gotcha. And she was like secretly like an old woman and like these people adopted her. That's scary.
Do you guys remember there was this movie Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf? Okay, that was a big one for me.
That movie was horny AF. That was so big when we were like younger and we were like, okay, we're going to watch Disturbia again, just like horny for Shia LaBeouf. And then he turned on us and became crazy.
We've denounced him from the Gemini community.
He's excommunicated.
Excommunicated. No longer made of stars. It's fine.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I love that you love horror so much and you just want to keep doing a bunch of horror stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. I think like it's really underrated as a genre. Like people look down on it as kind of being like childish or, you know, silly. But I think it's important to look at the things that scare us. And like, I don't know, there are so many great things you can examine like culturally with it. Like I think Candyman is like a great example, or even like Us, you know.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's totally doing really cool stuff. Yeah, I love it. It's so fun. I would love to do more of that. That's on like the top of my list.
I love that.
I feel like horror is like become one of our like best outlets for like social commentary, because it's like ultimately at the end of the day, it's like what horrifies you? And it's like if you can answer that in a way of like, I don't know, like I have a friend who's writing a horror about like eating disorders right now, or like, you know, we've seen some really cool stuff about like, you know, like The Witch is like, do we trust women who know things? Like, and then obviously, you know, we've mentioned Jordan Peele. Like there are so many, I feel like horror in the last few years, like we've seen this like rise of like this joke of like A24 boring horror, but it's not actually boring. It's just like, I don't know. I think it's
psychological.
Cool. Yeah, it's like it's very psychological. I just watched Fresh. Did you guys see Fresh?
Yes, yes.
I really liked Fresh.
I liked it too. I wish that they had like leaned into like the gore. Like I wish that they had given us more, but that's just me. But
I'm learning so much about you. You're like, give me the gore, give me the mystical fairy princess.
Yeah,
I feel like you're vocalizing like the opposite of like the cancer stereotype right now, which is like the like cupcakes love, you know, peace of love family. And you're like,
too.
I want more blood.
Well, I have an Aries moon, so like maybe that's where all
that's
my,
where
like...
you're craving violence. Yeah, we gotta ask about your chart. What is your give us your big three, your sun, moon, rising? How into astrology are you? Also, how much do you know?
That's a great question.
You
I know a lot.
Pretty into it. You seem pretty into the vibes, is what I'm gathering from this. And
I am.
You seem more into it than me. Like I'm kind of like the audience, like what is going on? So you're like, no, I have an Aries moon. This is what's happening. Like, yeah, how into astrology are you?
Well, I definitely have like kind of witchy vibes. I'm really into like tarot. Like I read tarot a lot. So that's like kind of my main thing, even more than astrology. But yeah, I mean, just like with horror, anything that had to do with like Wicca or like spirituality that wasn't Jesus was strictly off limits, like just sort of satanic. But of course, I think that's why I was like, what is this? Like, I think the taboo of it was really exciting for me. And so astrology was like something that I always thought was like really fun, but I, you know, never really paid too much attention to it. And then for some reason, a few years ago, like my sisters and I started getting really into it, like purely for fun. And then it kind of became a thing where I think I just sort of started believing it at some point. Like, at first I was just like, oh, it's crazy how like, you're such a Leo and you are born in July. And now I'm like, oh no, you're a Sagittarius. Please.
They're like, I know back. Yeah. It's like this, it started as a joke and I don't think it's a joke anymore.
It describes so much. Oh, I love that.
So wait, were you not allowed to check out astrology when you were living at home, like being homeschooled, being
No, not being really. Christian? I think like the closest I got to it was like all the fantasy that I read was like the closest I got to kind of looking into like magic and stuff like that. And it was just really fun for me. And now that I am an adult, I can do whatever I want. So it's just fun. I like to explore like all kinds of like spirituality and religions. I'm just curious about all of it. It's fun.
I love that. I've heard that this connection a lot. I have another friend who's a writer and she wants to write a lot of YA fantasy because she also grew up very Christian. And like, it was sort of this thing of coming into the curiosity of adulthood of, wow, what else is out there? What else can I know? What else is all the information? And that's what I like. I really like the connection that it brings. Like, I like that we're getting to talk to you about this. And
yeah, I mean, I think like the Bible, if you look at it literally, which is what I did, is a wild story. There are like talking, there are like talking snakes and angels, and there's a lot going on.
Right.
But for some reason, even though I like totally 100% was like, this is true, I was like, this is not interesting enough. I want to read, I want to read about mermaids. Like this, if we're going to do magic, why can't it be cooler?
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, fuck these plagues, boring.
I'm like, we could be doing more. Where's the spice? Where are the fairies? Yeah.
Where are the wings?
So, you know? Yeah. 1,000%. So it's just like, it's great. I've always had a very vivid imagination. So I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, my dad would be like, why don't you read about things that are like real that actually happened? And I was like, why the fuck would you do that?
You're like, I want to live in this magical, mystical world. That's why I'm posting these Instagram photos.
Yeah, like, this is better, like objectively.
I love that. Oh my God. So what's your bit? So say your big three, Cancer, Aries.
Yeah. So Cancer sun, Cancer rising, and an Aries moon.
I am a Cancer rising.
Aww.
Ooh.
How nice.
Yeah. I know.
Do you like to decorate?
Do I like to decorate? Oh my goodness. I can't move my computer because of all the wires, but I have like an office space and it is decked out in my 17-year-old teenage like room dream, like magazines all over the walls, colorful. Aww. Like, oh yes.
I love that.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I'm definitely like, I think I do fit the Cancer stereotype a lot. I mean, I love nesting. I love the home. I love being cozy. I love making food. I love not going out when everybody else is going out. That's like my favorite thing in the world. But then, yeah, I don't know. The Aries, it like comes up and hits me sometimes. It's fun.
I'm curious about that because those are, to me, are so like such like opposite, I don't know, vibes, Aries and Cancer. Like, what does that feel like?
Chaos.
Chaos.
Like, I'm either like alone, like crying to some like sad French movie. And then immediately I'm like, I want to be at a rave now. So usually what ends up happening is like, I finish crying and then I have a rave by myself in my apartment. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot going on. I'm a very, emotional person. Passionate.
Hey, that's great. That's okay. That's, you know what? Feel your feelings. Max it out.
How do you feel that it relates? Like, do you think about this in terms of the characters you get to play? Like, what would you say Barb is? Like, what's her sign? Or,
Virgo.
Virgo.
She's like, I've thought about this. I've had pages of journals about this. Don't you worry.
I'm not even that detailed, but like, it is something that I like to think about, or like, it's something that I've become mindful of. Like if I'm reading a book and then the author mentions the character's birthday, I'm like, okay, so they're a Taurus, this makes sense. Or like you can tell that they didn't put any thought into it. And I'm like, you're telling me this is agreed. A Leo? Absolutely wrong.
I so agree.
I hate that.
I can't stand it when I'm like, you just did this because you wanted it to be convenient for the plot. But in reality, this is a terrible birthday for this person. And here's why.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree with me. So it's just fun. I think about it sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Have you thought about it with your other major characters? Did you like ever sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to play this character
a certain way, like there's a certain sign?
Or just like reading a script and being like, oh God, she's such a Libra or
it's
whatever.
It's what's jumping out. Yeah.
That's a great idea, actually. I don't know that I ever have, but maybe now in the future, I'll be like, okay, let me figure out their sign and we can go from there.
Or even how your character feels about other people, you know, like, oh, well, you're just being such a Leo today. So, you know, like that sort of like into the scene work.
Yeah. You got to get deep into it. I mean, I know some people go all out. They're like writing their character's like whole life story. I don't do that because I'm lazy.
Take it from the page.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, go for it. I love that.
No, I love your, I like that way in though of even, I like that you're saying it's your way in as a viewer too, or as when you're reading, you're like, no, this is how I'm seeing this, my lens through the book.
Yeah. It's fun. I've always enjoyed like putting myself in other people's shoes and imagining myself in other lives, other worlds, other situations. I like to think I'm a pretty empathetic person, and I think that that's served me well in my career, but in my life too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally. I think that like that Cancerian like instinct towards empathy is like very useful for acting. It's like, how can you put yourself in someone else's shoes? Like, how can you sympathize with like the bad choices they're making sometimes?
Or yeah, like, you have to be able to like be willing to understand why people do what they do. You know, it's easy to play something one dimensionally if you obviously just hate them and like have like a very set opinion of who they are. But if you're that character, you believe your actions are justified. So you have to figure out what that means and what that feels like.
Yeah. I'm sure. Do you know the rest of your chart? Like, you seem like you do.
I don't know that I know all of it. I think so. I know I have more Cancer. I have a ton of Cancer.
Oh, wow.
So I think I'm also a Cancer Venus and a Cancer Mercury.
Wow.
Okay. You probably have a Cancer stellium.
Yeah. I have lots of crying, lots of mommy vibes for sure.
Are you close with your mom? That's like a cancer stereotype.
Wait, I mean, yes, but yes, but also.
Well, you know. That's our next segment, actually. Are you close with your mom? And tell us every single fight in detail that you've ever had.
I would absolutely listen to a podcast where it's just like, how do you feel about your mom?
It's just called mommy issues.
Yeah, I would absolutely listen to that.
The fact that my mom listens to this podcast, oof, it's, I'm reckoning with it. I'll just say that.
Oh my God, yeah. God bless you.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hi, Mom. Okay. So look, all this Cancer, like, I mean, fuck.
Yeah, dude. That's like my whole vibe. It's like, oh, shit.
Are you feeling like in your element lately, though? Like, are you
actually
feeling, like,
yeah,
you're enjoying your Cancer season? Like, supercharged powers?
I'm having like a really good month. Strangely.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, there've definitely been like some unexpected like crying, which I guess is also expected. But then, yeah, I don't know. I've been feeling like pretty self-confident lately. I feel like I've been enjoying my time. I've been feeling more social, which is rare because I'm definitely like a hermit. It's been nice. It's been really nice.
Nice. Nice. Wait, you mentioned that you are very into tarot. Do you have a favorite tarot card? I'm asking because mine is potentially the Hermit.
Yeah, I love the Hermit too. Yeah. That's definitely one of my favorites.
Explain what that means to me. What is the Hermit tarot card?
So the tarot cards are like, there are the major arcana and the minor arcana. The minor arcana is like modeled after like a regular deck of cards. And each suit is tied to actually like an astrology element. So there's earth, air, fire and water, and those are associated with respectively pentacles, let me think. Eris swords. We got
Wands is fire.
Wands is fire, and then cups is water. And then the major arcana is like, it's kind of like a life cycle. Like they call it the Fool's Journey, I think. Yeah. And it's like, basically it's like, okay, like you start and you're a fool and you're going on this journey, and it takes you through all these different, like, just like moments in a life. And so the hermit is the moment when it's like, you got to go be by yourself for a while. You got to go have like an inward journey, some kind of spiritual retreat. You got to like recenter with yourself and like spend time away from other people for a while to like find your purpose. And it's the card associated with Virgo. And I think this is maybe me being superstitious and being just like a little witchy bitch right now. I'm a Virgo rising. I get that card so fucking much. And I'm like, hell yes. I love the hermit. Which is why when you said hermit, I'm like, the tarot card.
I love the hermit too. That's one of my favorites. I definitely feel like I've been in hermit mode for like a lot of my life. I actually feel like I'm finally leaving that phase, but I learned a lot. It was really good for me to like have all this time of self-reflection. I think Cancer's card is the Chariot, which is really interesting because I think, yeah, Cancers kind of have this stereotype of being these like soft little cuddly, like they just want to take care of you. But the Chariot is really like a card of like action and like leadership and like decisiveness, totally. Which is cool. I feel like that's something that I would like to step into more is this feeling of like power.
Well, I feel like you are explaining that and you're slowly doing it. Like, I don't know, maybe this is the yoga teacher coming out of me, but like, it sounds like to me, you are stepping into your power. You're like, I know I keep going back to the freaking Instagram post. I'm sorry, but you're like, this is who I want to be. So I'm going to show everybody that I am that. And this is what I like. So this is what I want to do. I want to make my own stuff. And I don't know, I'm feeling some power energy over here.
Thank you. I'll take it. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. And I also think that you should replace me on this podcast by how much information. What are you doing every Tuesday? Because you
I'm free. If you need like a substitute at any point.
You know so much. We're like, how into astrology? I love how much you know about this. Do you pull a tarot card every day? Or how often do you guys do this?
I read tarot pretty often. Yeah. I have a book that I really love. I think it's I like have it on like
get
my
it,
desk
get
side
it.
Table.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to shout out mine. Mine is Fearless Tarot by Elliot Oracle, aka Elliot Adams. Big fan.
Amazing.
Big fan of Fearless Tarot. Do you know what your book is?
Yeah, I think mine is called Tarot for Change. It's by Jessica Dore. Yeah. It's really cool because before I wanted to be, well, I always wanted to be an actor, but before I really pursued it, I started going to college for psychology. Mm-hmm. I'd been in therapy since I was like 17 and it like saved my ass. And I was like, oh, I would love to do that. I would love to be a therapist for people. I love to listen to people's problems. And then, yeah. And so I've always really been interested in psychology and that's really helped me with acting. But I love this book in particular because she also comes from like a psychology background. So it's like tarot mixed with psychology and it's all very, I don't know, it's been very helpful for me.
I'm seeing this like new transition of society, I guess, like that I'm imagining this new world as you're talking where when actors and directors like meet for projects, they first talk about the astrology of it, or even therapists, when you're in therapy, you kind of talk about what's going on. You're like, let's pull a tarot card and see where you're at. Like, why not just lean into these other pieces of information? I'm sure there are therapists out there and directors who do all this.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There should be. If not, I'll start doing it. I'll be like, all right, everyone, before we get to work, I'm pulling a card for the day.
Or it's like, you're going on a date and they're like, we're pulling a card. Or you're like going to hang out with your friend. You're like, let's see how this is going to go.
Yeah, I should just like carry my deck around at all times.
Yes and no. I carry around my deck a lot. One, it's gotten beaten the fuck up. This like cardboard box around it is so stressed. But two, I feel like sometimes when I'm with like newish people and I have my tarot deck on me, it's like such an easy activity and it's just like, oh great, Courtney's gonna read our cards. And then it's like we're sitting there for an hour and I feel like I'm like a show pony a little bit.
Yeah.
And also people are like very vocal when I've gotten it wrong. They're like, the Chariot, I'm not brave. I'm not stepping into my power. Try again. And I'm like, maybe you fucking should then. Maybe this is your sign that you are being a coward, you know? Like,
yeah. Maybe they're trying to tell you something. You little bitch.
Yeah.
Or haven't you pulled like the card of death and people like tell you about all their death in your life and you're like, oh my God, now I'm just like sitting like a therapist.
Yeah. It's a quick like gateway into a therapy session. If you don't want to talk to people about like their deep, dark feelings, I wouldn't recommend doing it.
It's also, oh man, I pulled a card actually recently for someone. Oh man. This is like a little tarot side note. There is a card called the Tower. The Tower.
How did you know? No. Oh my God.
Everybody's afraid of the tower.
Everyone's afraid of the tower.
People are afraid of death, but they should be afraid of the tower.
They should be afraid of the tower.
What is the tower? What is the
tower? The tower is terrifying. It's like, it is literally a tower, but it's, you can see two people jumping off of it and screaming. So it looks like they've been rocked by like an earthquake or like,
I think it's on fire too.
This is Midsummer vibes.
Yes. It is like disaster strikes. And the meaning of it is like, you know, the positive spin is like, hey, your world's about to come crashing down, time to rebuild. Like, what are you gonna do in the ashes? Like, what are you gonna build now that this tarot's fallen, now that this tower has fallen? Because this tower was supposed to fall, like, you know, what things that are built on an unsturdy foundation are bound to fall. So I pulled this card for an alcoholic. Ooh. And it was like, I did not know them well enough to be like, hey, that's what this is about. But
oh boy.
Independently, people that I had met had been telling me about this, about like this person's struggle with alcoholism. And I was like, if we were friends, I could be like, hey,
yeah,
I think that this is about your, you know, this might be about your journey. Like, there were like cards also in the reading that like, you know, it always points it, but it was just like, you have an unhealthy habit that needs to change. Basically, that's like what the heart of the tower is. It's like something in your life needs to change. And I was like pulling this at like a party, and I was like, God fucking damn it, you're not even gonna believe in tarot because I'm not confident enough to tell you that this is actually like the realest card you could have pulled for where you are in life right now.
Damn, yeah. Wild. That's intense.
Oh, anyways, my that's just God. my little tower alcoholism detour. I don't know. Maybe that's fucked up. If that's fucked up, message me and let me know if that's fucked up.
Maybe we'll have to do a bonus episode where we all three pull some tarot cards and see what's going on or something. I'm like, now you guys are, I want to know if I'm an alcoholic.
I mean, look, you never know. If you pull the tower, maybe it would be suggesting to something, maybe it would be pointing to something else in your life.
Yeah. Well, it's that always does dependent. Sound terrifying.
It's always dependent. I just I pulled this card and I was like, oh.
I know what this is about.
Wow. My goodness. Okay, so shifting just a
not
bit.
Not to be grim.
Shifting, well, I don't know if this is going to be more grim. Something that Courtney and I have talked about a lot on this podcast is like memes and the vibe of memes, because that's what Courtney does and just a very unique thing to do. So we were talking about like after Stranger Things, Barb was kind of a meme. I don't know. Courtney can lean into this a little more about how that feels, I guess, is sort of the question we want to go with.
Yeah, like I know what it's like to be on the side of like being the meme creator, but you know, Barb kind of popped up everywhere after Stranger Things season one in a way that was so meme-y. I don't know. Yeah. I guess I just want to know, like, what does it feel like to be the meme?
It's weird. That whole experience was weird. It was like, I mean, obviously very like cool. It's definitely this kind of once in a lifetime thing that most people never get to experience. So I'm grateful for a lot of it, but it is bizarre to go from being like this relatively obscure, like 19-year-old to suddenly being like, a meme and like this like kind of zeitgeisty thing for like 15 minutes. It's so weird. I'm really grateful though. Like a lot of the attention was positive. So I didn't get like, it wasn't like shame memeing, which would suck. That would be so bad. For the most part, people were really nice. They were like just excited. And so I was like, cool, I'm glad. But yeah, I definitely remember like that first Halloween after the show came out, there were so many people dressed as Barb. And I was like, what is my life that people are like dressing up as me for Halloween? That's insane. That's so bizarre.
That's got to be surreal.
Do you like Halloween? Because you're into the spooky and the horror.
It was so weird. I love Halloween. Yeah, it was just like,
that's so wild.
It was cool, but it was so strange. People are like buying like wigs that are like my real hair, and I'm like, it's just like weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, I think we forget that people are people. And I think that's kind of the, because it's reminding me of, you're reminding me of Kate Winslet. Is how you're the way, because I'm thinking of after Titanic. Wow, Titanic vibes today, huh? And her and Leonardo DiCaprio became the biggest people in the entire world all of a sudden. And it was sort of pre-memes, pre-internet. But I remember her talking about that, of how freaking wild it was to all of a sudden be so known and be so called out. Like, she was at that time called out for being a size 6.
Yeah.
And she was like, got so much. And it's just like, oh, what God. The fuck? Yeah, like, what
makes me
the
vomit?
I know, isn't it? Just, and I mean, Kate Winslet, so powerful and strong and just like absolutely one of the most amazing actresses ever. But so freaking wild she had to go through that. And just how what you're saying of like, oh, all of a sudden I was everywhere. But now we have memes and Halloween costumes, and now it's like, because of the internet, we're more prevalent with, like, you can see all of that.
yeah for sure. It's like, before maybe somebody would tell you they saw somebody dressed like you, but now it's like people are tagging me in their photos, and like people have gotten Barb tattoos. Like, it's
what's intense. That like to be like, my face is on your body,
immortalized
forever.
On your skin. Yeah, that's weird. I mean, it's like, I'm honored. I love tattoos. I have a lot of tattoos, actually, but like, I don't think I've ever gotten a tattoo of a person.
Not your own face on your own body.
Not my own face. And I'm like, all right, like, look, it's your body. If that's what you want, like, go for it. Yeah, it's so strange, but at the same time, obviously, I'm really grateful that clearly something I did like appealed to people or resonated with people. So that's cool.
And hey, that was only the beginning. You're just going up and up and up from there.
I hope so. Shit.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear it from that perspective and then see it from like Courtney's perspective, who makes memes, but all your memes are like, you not mean, you know what I mean, or makes things to put out there on the internet. It's sort of like promotion. And then from my perspective of just the audience member gobbling everybody up and being like, well, Nicholas Braun was reading a book the other day, did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, it's weird.
Did you guys hear Nicholas Braun can read?
The world is shocked. Yeah, for real, it is strange. Like, I definitely grew up like reading, you know, like, I remember like Wonderwall was like a big thing. Like, yeah. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Of course.
And yeah, just like looking at like celebrity gossip or whatever. And it's fun, obviously. I'm not judging, but it is kind of strange to be on the other side of that, you know, or to like have people like taking videos of you without your consent. It's just like, it's, you kind of feel like a fish in a tank.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when those buses go by, you know, like the tour buses, like in New York too, they had all those tour. And I'd be like, I'm not a fish. Like, you're all like looking at, like, yeah. They're like, look at the people down there. And wow. It's like, you are one of those people. We are all the same person. Yeah. Wild.
It's bizarre.
How bizarre.
Fascinating. Wow. So ultimately you're very like meme positive. Is the meme positive?
Yeah. Oh, I love memes for sure. And like, I think most memes are great. I think it can be taken too far for sure. But if they're like reasonably good natured, then like go wild. It's fun. I think it's like a way to like connect to people. And I love that we use comedy as a way to kind of like connect with each other and share like this understanding of our lives or whatever. It's fun.
Yeah.
I feel that. Now on to my parasocial relationships with celebrities.
No, let's go.
We got some hot birthdays for this Thursday.
Yes. We're doing our birthdays at the end today. So this Thursday, July 14th, when this episode will come out, we want to shout out some birthdays.
So these are our cancers of the week. We got Conor McGregor. I think.
Fighter?
Fighter? I don't know much about him. I don't care. I don't actually care about him.
Cool.
More importantly, Jane Lynch of yes. Iconic Glee fame.
Oh my God.
We love Jane Lynch.
Very timely.
Very timely.
I have a video that is like permanently bookmarked on my YouTube. It's like Glee moments I will still be watching at age 60. It's so good. Guys, if you guys didn't watch Glee, or if you have not revisited it recently, you gotta go watch those compilations because it's so fucking funny.
I wanna go revisit. Wait, Shannon and I are saying very timely because of the Funny Girl Broadway drama this week, right? That's why we're saying that? Okay,
yeah, I was like, yeah, Lea Michele. Oh my god, yes. Just got cast. Yeah. Wait,
and Jane Lynch.
Someone who can't read, unlike Nicholas Braun.
Yes. Yeah, well, okay, because Jane Lynch and Beanie Feinstein are leaving the show. Jane Lynch is leaving as well, right?
Wait, I didn't know Jane Lynch was in the show.
Yeah, she's in the show.
Oh, my bad.
That's right? Am I crazy?
Oh, I actually didn't know about that.
I thought she was in the show.
Well, I know anyway. Beanie Feldstein is leaving, and then, yeah, Lea Michele got cast in her role, but I didn't know if Jane Lynch.
We'll have to see. I know. That's why I was hesitant to talk about the Funny Girl Broadway, because I don't know enough information about, but I was just watching a bunch of good TikToks this morning, breaking it all down, basically kind of putting it up to this is a creative direction of
you're right. Jane Lynch is leaving. Yeah.
Okay, Shannon, you are officially hired. You have taken over my job and Ezra's job. We want you on this podcast forever. Yes, Jane Lynch.
I love to fact check. I'm like, Google is a great tool.
Jane Lynch was also in the show and she's also leaving. That's why it's, and then Lea Michele is coming in.
Yeah.
Do you think she left before or after she found out about Lea Michele coming in?
Oh my God. There's so much like conversation. I like the discourse around it. I like when we're all in group drama together. It feels like high school.
Yeah. Well, she was the high school bully. Like everyone from the Glee cast has talked about how Lea Michele was racist, set up a shitty environment, acted like a fucking diva. I think the fact that we all know this is like, of course she's so incredibly talented, but right. We're still allowed to talk about how all of her cast members from the show that made her fucking hate her.
Right.
Like, that's worth listening to, right?
That's like my nightmare as an actor. Like, I don't even care if anybody thinks I'm a good actor, but if everybody is like, she sucked.
Right.
I would crawl into a hole.
That's my nightmare as a person. Anytime I'm at a hangout, I'm like, that's my biggest fear.
I know. I'm like, please.
It's crazy that Lea Michele is living both all of our collective nightmare and
dream.
Her dream. Her dream has always been to play Funny Girl.
Yeah.
Wait, the thing is, I love Jonathan Groff. So I'm
Me
like,
too.
How, right? Isn't that relationship so confusing that they're married? Oh, I love that you.
Wait, they're married?
Yes.
Not real life. No, he's gay.
Isn't he gay?
Lea Michele is married to Jonathan Groff.
No, he's gay.
He's gay.
They're like best friends.
Guys,
we about to be shocked? I thought that he was in Spring Awakening.
No, they are. They're just friends.
I thought he was married to Jonathan Groff.
Oh my God. Wait, I wonder if you're...
They started dating in 2017 and a year later they were engaged.
No.
They were engaged.
Is this real? Holy shit. Oh my God. What an ultimate like theater... power couple.
He was dating Lea Michele.
I can't believe that.
At some point. Wow. Yeah. I feel not crazy. I like...
Also,
no, we gaslit like, you. We gaslit you.
Like, I don't know.
I mean, hey, sexuality is a spectrum. I guess the thing he was looking for all along was Lea Michele.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean...
Fuck, dude.
Power to him.
They had dated. Yeah, okay. Anyway, we spent this time when we should have been celebrating Jane Lynch. I think she's also amazing and marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She plays a great character in that show. If everybody is not watching that show is funny as fuck. Jane Lynch is amazing in it. I could watch her and Alex Borstein act together forever. Oh, also Weakest Link. I don't know if anybody's watched the newest Weakest Link. Go put it on when you're eating a bowl of cereal. It is great. She is so funny and mean in that show.
Amazing.
Is this a game show?
Yeah.
I feel like she hosts a bunch of game shows.
Did you never watch Weakest Link? Like, okay, when I was a kid, every morning I would watch old 70s game shows. Like, I don't know why. That was just on my TV. And so I would watch them all. And Weakest Link was an old show. And they just made a remake with Jane Lynch as the host. And she's great. And the whole thing is that the host is really mean to the contestants.
Nice.
That's fun.
Well, yeah, that sounds great for her.
Wait, Shannon, I wanted to ask you about this. One of my dreams is to like go on Jeopardy. You were on a quiz show. You were on a quiz show about yourself, right?
What?
Did I see this in your IMDb? Am I totally misquoting this?
I'm trying to think about what you're talking about.
What? Am I crazy? One minute. I'm Googling this. I want to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I love the chaos. We're fact checking our guest.
I, well, I, what? Am I crazy? Why did I think you were on a quiz show?
I'm worried that maybe I lost my memory.
The most impossible quiz. The most impossible quiz in 2017?
I have no memory
somebody,
of it.
You're like, I don't know.
Somebody needs to fix your IMDb.
I feel like I have done like quiz type things and like interviews, but I don't remember being maybe a part of like an actual quiz thing.
Maybe this was an interview and it's just in your IMDb in the way that like sometimes things get categorized.
No. I don't know.
All right, I take it back.
Quizzes. I watch Jeopardy pretty religiously with my parents whenever I'm home. It's great. It's so great.
Another reason you can fully replace me on this podcast.
We can finally talk about all of our Jeopardy drama without explaining.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, other birthdays for this Thursday. We have Lonnie Love, comedian. We have Matthew Fox from Lost and iconic Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh my God.
Most importantly.
Yes.
God. Most importantly.
What a win for the Cancer Gang. What a win. I think she's a Gemini moon though, so I'm taking that win for us too.
Yeah,
you know?
Win for everybody.
We can share. Yeah,
we'll share the win. I mean, it's your win. Oh. It's really your win.
Do you guys remember that iconic photo of her winning two Emmys and then like
she's
smoking
like, yes.
with the dress,
with the cigar,
yeah.
on like the pool chair?
Yeah,
that was so fucking good.
We were all like, smoking isn't cool. We're not, and then we saw that and we were all like, oh, give me a pack of cigarettes right
cool.
now. Yeah, it's she looks hot as fuck. Yeah.
At least aesthetically.
Aesthetically, it was so hot. It was so cool. Yeah, I literally
have the
Fleabag play in my bag today as one of my goals to read for the day.
I love her.
I just watched, so I made a meme about the bear yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I like the bear a lot. And it's like, I was talking about how it's just like, the way they say yes, chef is like so sexualized. but someone in the comments was like, this has replaced, for me, this line from Fleabag season 2, if you guys have seen it, with the hot priest.
Yes.
Where he's like, fuck you calling me father, like it doesn't turn you on to say it.
Say it.
Yes. Like, I love it.
Daddy, like actually.
I know, like truly father figure, this like horny, horny priest.
I think there was a New York article or New York Times article about the yes chef I saw this morning. And I was like, they copied this from Courtney.
I wrote it overnight. Two people cannot have the same idea.
Even though it's on the television show.
No, we're all just horny for it. It's a horny thing.
The kitchen is a sexual environment, and that's a very Cancer thing to say.
Whoa, I mean maybe us all being obsessed with the bear during Cancer season is Cancerian, being obsessed with like food as community, food as connection, right?
Absolutely.
Again, I think the networks planned this. I think they said, what do we need this Cancer season?
I would love that. I would love if somebody was behind the scenes, like planning astrologically, like the lineup. That would be great.
So when do we get Succession? Succession in spring or
it's always
Aquarius?
It's either Leo season or maybe Virgo season.
I know they're shooting right now, so we'll see.
God, how's this going to affect? Anyway, I'm not going to talk about Young Royals again on this podcast. I'm obsessed with, you know, I'm going to drop it.
This Thursday is also Bastille Day. Courtney, tell us about that.
Oh, I love Bastille Day. Bastille Day is my 4th of July. It is the day of French independence. They, you know, they tackled the Bastille prison and, you know, let out people who had been wrongfully imprisoned. It's fucking sick. One year I was in France during Bastille Day, the parade was amazing. It's just like, I would rather be eating like a French picnic than like, you know, like a hot dog by the pool. So like, I'm excited to be, this Thursday, I'm making charcuterie. Like I'm going to be drinking like a French glass of wine, you know, like I'm fucking stoked. This Thursday is Bastille Day. Shouts to France.
Everybody listen to our pod on Thursday. Have yourself a little brie, have yourself a little, French wine. I'm like trying to name a single French
baguette.
Wine. Baguette. Yeah. That's what we recommend.
That's what we want.
Oh man. Ah, this has been so like informative.
I know. I want to do like a long tarot reading with you now.
I know.
Like, I would love to. That'd be great.
We're gonna do it.
I know. You know, it could be off air, just as with some brie cheese, or this could be a little bonus episode because I can we move on to compliments because I want a compliment. I'll start. I'm just gonna give a general, quick overall. You guys are so nice to listen to with your information. I learned so much about tarot. I love that you all were both like, we could like talk about Jane Lynch in depth and all knew enough about it. So that is like the best, funnest guest to have on. My other compliment for the week, because I'm going to steal two. We always like to end with compliments and good energy and just throwing it out there. I would like to compliment my depression medication. It has been so nice to be back on some good depression meds, good therapy, trying to get my brain right. Because I agree, this cancer season, there's been a lot of tears. So shout out to being medicated. Courtney, some compliments.
You know what? I'm stealing your first compliment. This has been such a great episode. This has been so fun. I'm having a great time. And I'm like so excited to just do all of our witchy shit together. So thank you both. And then my additional compliment, I will say, goes out to my friend Luke. My friend Luke Strickler is an amazing writer and comedian. And he, if you have not seen some of his sketches that have like gone viral on the internet, or like, he was like, I love The Office. And he's playing like, just like that, like very normal guy you run into on Hinge. That's just like, my personality is loving The Office. You may recognize him from that. But in real life, he is a close friend of Rachel and I's. And he helped us a lot this week with editing our photos for our merch drop. And so I'm very much grateful for him this week. And that is my compliment for you.
Yeah, Luke has been great in our lives lately. I play tennis with him every week and he kicks our butt every time. Yeah.
Shouts to Luke.
Yeah.
What would you like to compliment this week, Shannon?
Dang. Okay. Well, I'm going to steal from both of you. Shout out to Prozac. It has saved my ass these past few months.
Yes.
This is also so fun. And yeah, I love talking about like witchy shit and pop culture. So this was great. It was so fun. And then I think thirdly, I just want to shout out all artists. I think even the ones who are like struggling or haven't even shown anyone their art, I think it's a beautiful thing to make things from your heart. And yeah, good luck out there wherever you are.
Oh my God. My heart feels so warm.
I know. When you said that, I was like, I want to be an artist.
Wow.
Shouts to artists.
Oh my God. I literally feel like we could talk forever. I don't know how long people will listen to us forever is the issue. This has been like truly a dream. And like, thanks for letting us talk about all the things that we like to talk about.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you everybody for listening. If you have any thoughts for us, you can DM us at Uncut Geminis Pod. We're launching merch this week, so we really think our merch is super fun. Everybody check that out. Am I missing stuff? Shannon, do you want to shout out anything or where to find you and all that fun stuff?
Oh, gosh.
She's like, Google me, bitch.
Yeah.
honestly, though, like, really.
I think, like, all of my Twitter and Instagram is just my name. So if you know my name, you know where to find me. And I'm not that interesting, but I would like to talk to you, I guess.
Agree to disagree, but
I think that is the best thing about, if you know my name, you know where to find me. That's some Aries mood. That's some like, don't, I love it. I'm into that. Oh, so good. Wow. Well, everybody have a fantastic Bastille Day. Thanks, yeah. Y'all.
And a fantastic full moon in Capricorn, which is also happening in the next 2 days.
Let's go.
Shouts to the full moon. Yeah, I'm going to just name drop the full moon and end the episode. Bye.
Bye.
So here's where they went wrong. By the way, this is Ezra, and wasn't Shannon just a goddamn peach? All right, let's get into it. Courtney was right about the fool's journey. It was a term coined by Eden Gray to describe the story of the major arcana of the tarot. The original tower card image features two people jumping out of a tower that is being struck by lightning and is set on fire. So hot. Also, Rachel was entirely wrong about Leah Michelle and Jonathan Groff. They never dated and were never engaged. She did have a crush on him, but that never resulted in anything. She is married to Zandi Reich, but Groff was the man of honor in her wedding. Also, just to give a little positive, when I was a server in New York City, I waited on Leah and her husband, and they were actually very, very nice people. And I'm pretty sure they tipped very well, so there's that. Lastly, Shannon wasn't actually on a quiz show. The thing that Courtney was referring to was a part of a pop buzz feature known as the Most Impossible Stranger Things Quiz.